This is Market Insights, the Market Pulse podcast by Oanda.
I'm Johnny Hart. You're listening to the Market Insights Market Pulse podcast. Let's speak to our guest for the day. It is Trader Nick in the USA. How are you doing, Nick?
Hey, Johnny. Good to be back with you.
Let's start with a raft of economic data and the latest market news.
Yes, so today we got another round of economic data here that I think is very interesting that I wanted to go a little bit line by line on. But before we do, let's just talk a little bit about how the market's moving this morning. We do see stocks a little bit higher here on the index level due to some really strong earnings reports that I'll talk about later. Additionally, the dollar index continues its charge higher here. That puts it into a six-day winning streak, at least at the time of recording, barring that we don't have some sort of very large reversal today. But the dollar index moving higher here off of a round of very strong economic data. We also see other currencies, of course, softer against the dollar, except for the euro, which we can talk a little bit about their stats as well. But first, let's take a look at some of the U.S. economic data that came out this morning. So we did get, first and foremost, we got the core PCE number, which came in on a month-over-month basis in line with expectations. And on the year-over-year level, it was a little bit higher than anticipated. So not a huge market mover there necessarily, but dollar still firm off of inflation that doesn't seem to be dropping dramatically, as well as what we saw yesterday, right? We saw that very strong GDP statistic. And to go in line with this, we did see the employment cost index, or the ECI, come in a little bit higher than expected. This is, of course, the cost of labor, right? So this is also an inflation metric and a metric of strength in terms of labor data. So some strength there for the dollar. If we take a look at unemployment claims this morning, we did also get 218,000. That is, again, lower than expected for like the, I don't know, sixth or seventh week in a row. We've had a string of better than expected unemployment claims data. We were forecasting 222,000. We got 218,000. So we've had a good round of jobs data and inflation that is neither too hot nor too cold. I still think it is, you know, largely expected by the markets that we are going to get a rate cut in September. Obviously, yesterday with the Fed meeting, we did not get a rate cut, and we did get a little bit of a hawkish pushback from Powell. I think that is also what is contributing to this dollar strength, is a little bit of a pushback from the Fed saying we don't need to cut rates. Although yesterday was interesting, Johnny, because we did get two Fed officials actually kind of breaking away from the rest of the Fed, specifically Chris Waller and Bowman, both kind of outspoken about the idea of, you know, we think we should be cutting interest rates. We think we're sufficiently restrictive. Of course, there is speculation and rumors, and as there always are, that these two, or specifically Waller, who may be in line for the current Fed chair's role when he is out of the job, right? I think sometime next year, the idea is that the Fed official or the Fed chair role will be up for grabs. And of course, Trump will have the opportunity to put in who he'd like there. So while the market has discredited the possibility or largely is expecting Trump not to remove Powell from office, seemingly the strategy there is to wait for his role to end, and then they can put in somebody who they want in the role. So specifically, Chris Waller is a large candidate. Also, Scott Bessent is on the list. So we'll see what happens there, but definitely an interesting debacle, to say the least, to see what comes next with that. I also did want to mention that we did get some employment data out of Europe. They stayed same at 6.2% unemployment rate. They were expected, however, to go up to 6.3% unemployment rate in the European region. And so that was a little bit of an upbeat metric for the euro. The euro has had a string of relatively upbeat numbers. And while the euro dollar is lower off of the strength that's recently formed in the dollar, the euro against several other currencies is actually strong today. Euro pound is up, euro yen is up quite a bit, euro Aussie, euro kiwi, euro CAD. So we are seeing some strength for the euro specifically against peers. Like I said, the only one it's really losing ground to is just modestly the euro Swiss franc, and the euro US dollar overall has been very, very weak recently, last couple of days, due to the sudden strength, burst in strength for the US dollar.
And Nick, we've also had today some big earnings numbers.
Yes, so we did get some really big numbers coming out of Microsoft and Meta here yesterday after the bell. So specifically, Meta was a very exciting one. The stock is up at the time of recording this 12% on the day. And this was, you know, this is a big emblematic kind of the AI world stock, right? Meta uses their AI technologies to go right into their algorithms. You know, the ones that we all use and are addicted to on our Instagrams, Facebooks, et cetera, you know, powered by AI, really. So they actually came in with some incredibly strong earnings compared to forecasts. So in terms of earnings per share, they were expecting $5.88 per share. We actually saw $7.14. So very, very strong beat there by 21%. That's pretty substantial. Revenue also beat expectations, was expected to come in at $44.82 billion. We actually reported at $47.52 billion. Very strong beat there on the top and bottom line for Meta. And then also we had Microsoft. So Microsoft also hit big expectations, but they exceeded them even further. You can see came in with an estimate of $3.37 per share. We got $3.65. So really strong beat there. And same thing on revenue. They beat by $2.5 billion, 3% beat there, 3.4% beat. So really strong for both companies. And this has the indices slightly higher here today, which is, you know, higher in the context of what has already been the indices moving substantially higher since those April lows. Now that we have, you know, strong company earnings, Fed is expected to cut rates, the trade war stuff has mostly cooled off. You have a VIX down in the 15s. This is the environment where indices and risk assets tend to do very well until they don't, right? We'll see when that changes. But for now, you have a very appeased market that continues to drift higher.
Okay, so we're creeping towards the end of the week, a big day tomorrow in the USA. What are the highlights for you?
Tomorrow we have the NFP report, which will end us out, and unfortunately I will not be able to comment on that as I will be traveling. However, we also get the ISM's the manufacturing PMIs, and then on Monday we get some Switzerland produces their CPI metric. We also get on Tuesday the ISM services PMI out of the US. We get some employment data out of New Zealand on Tuesday. Nothing too big on Wednesday. On Thursday you have the Bank of England. That is big. So the expectation for the Bank of England next week is three are expecting to vote for a rate cut and six are expected to vote for a rate hold. So we'll be interesting to see what we get out of that. And then unemployment claims, of course, on Thursday for the US. And then we close out on Friday with some employment data out of Canada.
Excellent, Nick. Thank you very much for joining us. We will speak to you soon.
Thanks, Johnny.
Market Insights, the Market Pulse podcast by Oanda.